Shalom. You are at the commemoration site for the soldiers of Battalion 74 who fell in battle during the Yom Kippur War on the Golan Heights. The battalion, under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Yair Nafshi, was part of the 188th Regular Armored Brigade and was responsible for the entire Golan front line between Israel and Syria on the eve of the war. As the 1973 Yom Kippur holiday drew closer, tension along the border grew. In response, the IDF led a gradual process of reinforcing the borderline with more units, including Battalion 53, which was also part of Brigade 188. In the afternoon of Yom Kippur, October 6, 1973, the Egyptian and Syrian armies opened a full-scale war against the State of Israel. The Syrians launched a heavy artillery bombardment along the Golan front, followed by an intensive air attack. This was followed by an assault of hundreds of Syrian tanks heading for the border. The tanks of Brigade 188 took up positions and opened fire against the advancing Syrian forces. In parallel, the command layout on the Golan was rearranged. The 7th Armored Brigade took command over the northern Golan Heights, and Battalion 74 came under its command. Brigade 188 took command over the southern Golan, with Battalion 53 forces and two companies of Battalion 74 that were already there. In the northern front, Battalion 74 held positions against the Syrians with three companies. One company, under the command of Eyal Shaham, took positions around Outpost 104. The second company came from Battalion 53 and was under the command of Avner Landau. They held positions in the region of the Druze village of Bukata, where you are now standing. The third company, also from Battalion 53, was under the command of Svika Rak, and together with the battalion commander, took positions in the Kenetra region. The 7th Brigade forces took up the center of the northern front, around Mount Hermonit. The forces in the northern Golan took advantage of the favorable topographical conditions and the defense layout that had been built over the years by the IDF. This layout included infantry strongholds, tank ramps, anti-tank trenches, and minefields. All these enabled the forces to stand firmly in front of repeated attacks by the Syrians and to thwart any attempt to break through into Israeli territory. However, this was not the situation in the southern Golan. It turned out that the main thrust of the Syrian attack was along the southern front, where our forces were much too small to stand against the Syrian onslaught. One company of Battalion 74, under the command of Avi Ronis, led tough battles around outposts 115 and 116 until the company commander was killed, ammunition ran out, tanks were hit, and the number of casualties continued to rise. Consequently, the survivors were evacuated in a convoy that headed down to Lake Kinneret. Another company, under the command of Uri Akavia, fought in the central region around outposts 111 and the Kudna opening facing Syria. During one of the battles, the commander was killed and five tanks were hit. The remaining soldiers were left with no choice but to retreat. In the northern Golan, a Moroccan auxiliary force managed to cross the border but was destroyed by the company led by Eyal Shaham, who was killed during this battle. He became the third company commander from Battalion 74, lost in the war. Further south, the company of Svika Rak was able to stop a Syrian armored battalion. The following day, fighting continued on the northern front, and tanks from Battalion 74 and the 7th Brigade managed to prevent any Syrian attempts to cross the border. At night, Syrian commando forces, equipped with anti-tank missiles, penetrated into Israel and hit several Israeli tanks. On October 9th, the fourth day of the war, the Syrians made a massive effort to break through the front line. Their main route was in the center of the region where the 7th Brigade was fighting. The Syrians sent 170 tanks into battle against only 50 Israeli tanks that were manned by exhausted crewmen after 3 days of non-stop fighting. This time, the Syrians were able to cross the borderline and posed a real threat to the defense of Israel in the north. In response, reinforcements were rushed into battle, including forces from Battalion 74, led by its commander, Lieutenant Colonel Yair Nafshi, to fight alongside with the 7th Brigade. Together, they determined the course of the battle and brought to the retreat of the Syrians from the Golan. This battlefield that saw some of the fiercest fighting on the Golan became known as the Valley of Tears. 2 days later, the IDF stormed into Syria. Battalion 74, with only 8 tanks left, provided cover for the attack along the northern route. At the next stage, the battalion was reinforced with more tanks and contributed to the occupation and control of the Syrian enclave. Close to the end of the war, the IDF launched an operation to recapture the Hermon stronghold that was occupied by the Syrians. 6 tanks from Battalion 74, under the command of Deputy Commander Yossi Nissim, took part in this battle. The battle ended when the flag of Israel was raised again on the Hermon stronghold. Battalion 74 lost 39 of its soldiers and commanders over the course of the Yom Kippur War. May their memory be blessed. Thank you for your attention.